Welcome back to another episode of the Carefree Black Girl Diaries, where we discuss various topics from pop culture, news, life, and more. I am Shakira. Thank you for tuning in. If you stumbled upon this podcast, welcome. You can catch up on my other ones later. And what's happening to all my beautiful, beautiful people? Now, last time we spoke, you all should remember that it was all about fear and how it's an intangible force that will feed on our deepest thoughts and insecurities if we let it. Fear has to have permission to be able to function. Oh, that's good. Fear has to have permission to be able to function. You should write that down because I know I am. So now, if you haven't heard that episode, you should probably go and listen to that one first, because this episode is definitely going to be a continuation of that one. Building blocks here. Stepping stones. But if you have already heard that episode, I want to test your knowledge a little bit and see if you were really paying attention last time. Don't worry, it is multiple choice and I am not grading you. And this is how we're going to do it. I'll ask the question and I'll give you three options. After I've given you the three options, pause this episode, screenshot it, and then I want you to post your answer to Instagram along with the screenshot. You can put it on your IG story, whatever works for you, and tag me at Shakira White. That's S-H-A-A-K-I-R-A and white like the color, so I can see who's really, really learning out here in these podcast streets. So, question number one, what should we treat fear like? A job, B, a zoo, or C, an old friend? Screenshot those answers and tag me. And if you chose answer number C, you are absolutely wrong. But if you chose B, which was a zoo, you are right. And I know you got the gist of the last episode. And that was basically saying, it was like an analogy saying that we should lock our fears away in these different cages, just like animals in a zoo, even though I do not agree with like zoos and everything, but just like animals in a zoo where we can see them, we know they're there, but we don't have to take them home with us. We can examine them from a distance and we know that we're still safe. Okay. So last time we said that we were talking about comfort zones and how we can get out of them in this episode. And I thought it might be interesting to see what the dictionary defined comfort zones is being, because I'm kind of like a nerd in that sense. Like I was always looking up words in like elementary and middle school, even high school, and I read a lot. So I like to know exactly what words mean. So I looked up comfort zones, and the Merriam-Webster said comfort zones are, quote, the level at which one functions with ease and familiarity. So then I headed over to dictionary.com, and their definition is, quote, a situation or position in which a person feels secure, comfortable, or in control. Now, I will say that whenever I think of comfort zones, it's always in the aspect of familiarity and being hesitant to change the atmosphere in which we feel the most comfortable. But I have never thought of them in terms of like being in control, like how the dictionary defined it. And let me read it to you one more time, because I want us to kind of shift our perception of how we view this thing. It says, a comfort zone is defined as a situation or position in which a person feels secure, comfortable, or in control. And that, I just can't emphasize enough how much the in control part really threw me for a loop. So unless your parents are Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, you were probably raised in an environment in order to give you a sense of stability and familiarity in your everyday life. Let's kind of walk. I want to walk you through it. So your parents woke you up at a certain time for school. You probably watched a certain cartoon while getting ready. you took a certain route on the way to school. And if you didn't take that route, you probably asked your parents where you were and where you were going. You may have been involved in some clubs and camps with other kids, and those kids probably came just as often as you did. And when you did see a new face, it was this short moment of like shock and intrigue at the same time, because wow, something new or someone new. And we always hear people say kids need stability and routine, and I don't doubt that. I've seen what happens when kids don't have that, and I do understand that in order to raise strong and daring children, we have to give them some sense of newness every once in a while. And when we don't, they grow up to be a lot like most of us. We search for routines that are similar to those that we had coming up, and we look for similar character traits in people that were like those of the friends that we had coming up as well. And that sense of familiarity brings us comfort, whether we know it or not. And honestly, that may be one of the reasons that I ended up attending FAMU. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved FAMU and I still do to this day, but I had options to go to Spelman and Howard, Auburn, and Penn State. But none of these places were familiar to me. And you're going to hear that word a lot in this episode. I remember going on a campus tour to Spelman. And the campus was so nice. It was just like so pretty and clean. But I thought while I was there, I have to learn where everything is, or I don't know anyone here. And all of these questions were arising because my comfort zone was being threatened. I was comfortable at FAMU. I knew the routines. I knew the traditions. I knew most of the building's names because I basically grown up at that school. So fast 40 years later, and I'm getting ready to go to grad school, and FAMU doesn't have the program I want. So I go and I talk to the dean one morning, and she's like, you should really apply to Northwestern. Like, I went there. I write you a letter. They really love when alumni nominate someone. They really take us seriously. And as she's going on, the entire time she's talking, the only thing that I can really think of is how far Illinois is from Florida. I cannot possibly go to Illinois. So I interrupt her, and I'm like, excuse me, Dean. She was my SARA at the time, but I'm like, Florida State has the same program. And for those of you who aren't familiar, Florida State is both literally and figuratively across the tracks from FAMU. So again, although it wasn't something that I was familiar with as far as the campus is concerned, I never really been to FSU to be involved in anything, but it was still in such close proximity to FAMU and those other things that I was familiar with and I was comfortable with. That I'd rather be close to them than far away, like Illinois. And I'm giving you these examples because personally, I hate when people try to give me advice on something and then they fail to let me know that they've been there too. It's just like, why are you giving me this advice? Like, what have you done? So it is important to know what comfort zones are so we can begin to understand them first. And it's only then, once we understand something, that we can properly and effectively approach it with solutions. Now, I know I probably sounded like a school teacher when I said that, but it's true. Would you go to war with something without knowing, like, what this thing was truly about, what it was capable of doing? I doubt it. Well, I probably wouldn't. Like, and if you need some kind of example, look at what happened to the Avengers in Infinity War. Like, they went to war with this thing and didn't even know what he was capable of doing. And then they all disappeared at the end of the movie. Sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it. It's been long enough, sis or bro. You should probably have seen it by now. But anyway, now that we understand the definition of comfort zones and you kind of have a little background about me in dealing with comfort zones, I want to give you three tricks of the trade to help you fight your way out of them. Since comfort zones are bred out of fear, really, it's a fear of the unknown and a fear of the unforeseen. First, we must change our relationship with not only fear, but with things that are unfamiliar to us, especially us as Black people. And I can only speak for us. And I don't know if it's a genetic thing or what, because some of us would rather die. We would rather die before we try something new. And y'all know some of our grandmas will probably go to their graves before going to a new church on Sunday morning just because of that routine and being familiar with something. But that's not to say that there's anything wrong with routine, but there is something wrong with routine that is functioning out of fear. Like, would you really rather stay at a church knowing that the pastor isn't doing right just because you don't want to switch memberships and have to get to know a whole new congregation all over again? And when I'm saying that, I'm speaking out of experience on that one, because I was attending this church. I basically grown up there. Well, yeah, I grew up in this church and I knew everybody and their mama. But at the same time, I knew some funny business was going down in there, but I really tried so hard to thug it out solely because I didn't want to start over somewhere else. And I'm just being real with y'all. So that's number one. Identify if your comfort zone is based out of fear and familiarity. And if it is, you need to move on to number two. And number two is understand why. I want you to understand why it is you're afraid of trying that new thing or making that move to that new place. And oftentimes you will realize you can't even put a finger on why you're afraid of something or why you're comfortable in a place besides the fact that you know the people or you've been there all your life or something like that. So when I was getting ready to start this podcast, I was afraid. I've told you all plenty times before. I was so shooketh to start this podcast, and because I was scared, it ended up taking me months and months to just finally post the first episode. And I told you all in the last episode, one of the things feeding my fear was this thought of, will my voice sound okay? And then I heard a still small voice tell me, it's less about what you sound like and more about what you have to say. And that canceled all of the fear, but the comfort zone still remained. And if you want to know why, it's because this was something new to me. It was unconquered territory. It was foreign. I'd never done a podcast before. I'd never been on anyone else's podcast before. It's relatively new when you're trying to find like information on different things. So I wasn't familiar with this. And that's why that comfort zone was, I felt like it was trapping me. I didn't know what was on the other side of this hill I was climbing, but you'll never know if you don't keep climbing. So understand why it is that you're stuck in this comfort zone. And I promise you, 11 times out of 10, it's because it's just something new, something you haven't done before. And the third trick of the trade when it comes to getting out of your comfort zones is I want you to remember, when conquering your comfort zone, yes, failure is inevitable. But the flip side of that is that failure is not final. Failure is only the end all be all if you allow it to be, if you stop doing the work. If this is something new that you want to experience, or you want to launch, or you want to just make happen, just do it. Will Smith he's like the king of Instagram right now, but he has this Instagram highlight kind of when he first started. And he says, fail early, fail often, fail forward. And he goes on in this highlight and he says that you have to seek failure because that's where all of the lessons are. If you are actively seeking something, you're going outside of that box of comfort that you're currently in, expecting to find something that will teach you valuable lessons and give you awesome experiences. And isn't that what life is about anyway? Like, at least I like to believe so. So I want you to get out there and I want you to make it happen. Get out of those comfort zones, examine them, know where they came from and why they're there. Understand it so you can start to move forward with everything and break out of there. Get out of there, sis or bro. I believe in you and I love you. And as always, thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to stay black and carefree. And we'll see you next time here at the Carefree Black Girl Diaries.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.